Williams on the stats tonight, and Christian Favalora roaming the sidelines this evening as we have made the trip down the turnpike. And we are ready to bring you some great football, as, of course, we've got one game left after this week. Every one of these games counts toward the playoffs. And, of course, tonight, as you heard from Coach Bill Blankenship in the Coach's Corner, Steve, we're playing for playoff position. We know we're in. We definitely know that we're going to have a postseason. We just want to have it at home if we can.
Well, and it's a very tight district right now, with Union looking to be the clear-cut leader and probably the district champion, unless they should stub their toe. But it's a three-horse race after that, with Putnam City North sitting in second place in a tie with these Owosso Rams. And then in fourth are these Moore Lions. Putnam City North and Moore faced last week, and it was Putnam City who was able to come out on top 38-21 in that ball game. So this is a huge game tonight for the Rams, and then, of course, traveling back over next week to face the Panthers. But Grant, you come in here tonight, this is not your typical Moore Lion team that we're accustomed to seeing the last few years. This is a ball club that can put some points on the board.
We're about a minute and a half away from kickoff, as we're running a little tight tonight. But so let's go ahead and kind of speed through our normal process, Steve. Owosso First Assembly of God keys to victory. I know one of them has always been to start fast. I don't think we could start any faster than we did last week, but we need to have something similar tonight.
Well, I would paraphrase that by starting fast on offense. When we started fast last week, it was special teams, a great return by Omar Barker. But again, the offense comes out a little bit sluggish. We want them to try to get rolling here tonight. This is a Moore Lion ball club that is averaging almost 27 points a game, and if you give them momentum, they do have the ability to score, unlike a couple of other teams that we faced. I think defensively, our corners, the Killer Bees last week, were fabulous. Barker and Brickham are on the corners for Owosso, did a fantastic job. I think we'll see Deuce back in the ball game here this evening. It's going to be critical in the secondary to try to contain a quarterback who can not only throw the ball, but who is very mobile. And I really believe, Grant, it's going to be important for Isaiah Jacobs to have a big game here tonight. He's had big plays last week, but I think the Rams, for the offensive line, are going to have to establish the running game.
Both ball clubs have ran onto the field. We're just about ready for the opening kickoff here in just a moment. We're glad you're with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM, also on InsideOwosso.com and on the Owosso Sports Network and the Owosso Rams app tonight. Starting lineups brought to you by Duralast Roofing. Will Keeney starting at quarterback, Grant Van Landingham, Trey Goins at the wide receiver positions, Dawson Adams, Chance Lucas playing each of the slots. Mario Kirby is playing halfback tonight, as Tyler Dillingham, Grayson Isaac in their tackle or guard positions, Javon Richbow at center, Louis Boizo at the right guard position, Jackson Curtis at the right tackle, and Hilton Mosby playing his normal tight end tonight. So, you know, it looks like, Steve, that we've got most everybody back from the injury. It looks like the infirmary has finally gotten a chance to close for a week, and hopefully we'll get to see everybody come through this one without getting banged up.
Well, and certainly going to be important with playoffs looming just around the corner in two big games. The only one I saw really critical for us this evening was Aiden O'Dell. I had an opportunity to speak with him before the game, and he thinks he may be able to return next week, but certainly want to be careful of that, because he's going to be more valuable to us in the playoffs. We certainly miss him on that defensive line.
Well, we're definitely ready for a big game tonight. It is a beautiful night at a beautiful stadium. Moore has totally redone their press box in their stadium in recent years. They've got a nice place for everybody to operate out of, and very similar to Owosso as far as having a Jumbotron and those type of things. Theirs isn't as big as ours by any stretch of the imagination, but it definitely is a nice place to play football. Dawson Adams is back deep to receive for the Owosso Rams. They will move from left to right on the radio dial. Gage Laney also back as well, and we are ready for kickoff here in Moore tonight, as the Lions will kick it from right to left on your radio dial. Rams again receiving from left to right. End over end kick is going to come down near the 15-yard line. It's caught out of bounds as the flags fly, and Omar Barker catching that out of bounds but unable to run anywhere with it like he did last week. So
good starting field position for the Rams, as we mentioned, what Moore comes in averaging. But the Rams, are averaging almost 32 points a game. And Grant, this Ram defense has really come on strong, but the offense, 31 points a game, including being shut out at Union, they certainly have some offensive firepower.
So they're going to re-kick the football, as of course it went out of bounds, 12 minutes put on the clock, and we're going to get this thing started up again here as they mark the penalty yards off the field.
Interesting call that they take that penalty and make the re-kick instead of taking the ball at that position. And Coach Blankenship must have a lot of confidence in being able to get a good return from his special teams.
Again, we are just underway, a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight here in Moore. It's always 7:30 at home, but down here in the city, they kick it off at the very top of the hour. And we are awaiting the kick from the Moore Lions, as again, they've now got it teed up at the 35-yard line. This end-over-end kick is going to go out of bounds again. There's the flag.
Not real sure what they're trying to do, but that one wasn't any better.
The kicker is Carlos Soto. He is a 6-foot, 151-pound junior.
And they I certainly will make them, I believe, re-kick this again. And, Grant, this may back them up to their own 30-yard line.
Yeah, I believe they're going to tee it up at the 30-yard line. So, you know.
Just this, a 5-yard penalty, but that's 10 yards here to start the game that the Lions have just basically given to the Rams. And if we get a good return now, we may be starting at our own 35, 40, or even better.
I'm going to say this. I've been broadcasting games since I was 16 years old, and I've never done one where there were three kickoffs. You know, I can't remember that ever happening before.
I don't remember, too.
You've, of course, been doing this since 2001 for the Owosso Rams. So with the fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock, they're going to try this a third time. And see what they can come up with here. They're actually bringing in a new kicker. Drew Johnston is going to do the honors. And this one is straight down the middle. It's going to be caught by Dawson Adams.
Probably should have let that go as he tipped it, and it went out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. So a missed opportunity there, I think, Grant.
That is where the Rams will have it first and 10, moving left to right on the radio dial. 1 second elapsing off the clock. We've got 11:59 left to go in this first quarter. Beautiful night. Out to our west, a beautiful Oklahoma sunset. And I can't tell you how nice it is to be up here in this press box. We're doing what we love on a Friday night. We are just about set to watch Will Keeney take his first snap of the ball game. He's got Isaiah Jacobs, the running back, in his backfield. Directly behind him, trips to the left, one man split to the right, that's Trey Goins. And we're ready to get this thing going on first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Off the right hash mark, he'll take it. Keeney dropping back to throw this time. Guns it up the middle of the field, finds Keelan Carney down at the 27-yard line. That ball almost tipped.
It was tipped.
Yeah, it got into Keelan Carney's hands, and that'll give them a about a 9-yard gain to bring up second down and one.
Jameis Relaford got right in the lane on that quick pass.
Back to throw. Keeney slings it up the left side of the field this time, finding Carney again near that original line of scrimmage as he's going to be dragged back just a little bit. Well, no, they're going to say he got forward progress, so he gets the first down. Another Westerman Financial Services first down, so move up those chains. It's first and 10 from the 28. Twins to the left, twins to the right this time. Keeney taking the snap, handoff Isaiah Jacobs up the left side. He'll get to the 35, ran out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. Ought to be close to a first down there.
He loves the matchup with those defensive backs as he loves to run over them. Gets to the outside as Will Keeney just doing a fantastic job. You know, he comes into the game tonight throwing for just under 1,700 yards and 16 touchdowns.
Man in motion to the left. That was Keelan Carney. Instead, Keeney keeps it, runs up the middle, gets up to the 45, dragged down near the 47-yard line of the Moore line. So he crosses the midfield plane and drags a bunch of defenders with him for another Westerman Financial Services first down.
Mario Kirby in the mix again, throwing a great block, getting tied up there at the end. But again, we see the will of Will not to go down and to continue to move upfield.
Again, a single back in the backfield. Man in motion to the left now. It's Kirby as Keeney takes the snap. Hand off Isaiah Jacobs running up the left side again to the 35. Flags flying as he's knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
I think we're going to have a hold on the far side, either Mario Kirby or the wideout that was blocking. Just got tied up there on the outside. That may have been Trey Goins.
10:50 left to play if you're just joining us.
We have an injured Moore Lyon down on the field as well.
So they're going to come off the field and tend to him. While they do that, we'll take our first time out of the broadcast. Be back in 30 seconds. This is Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
There's always a new adventure when a kid has a book to read, and Another Chapter Bookstore in Owosso is here to help. They have the largest children's book selection in town and can help point you to new adventures for children of all ages. Does your kid like story time? They've got that too every week, and of course, they have a wide selection for mom and dad as well. Drop by, have a cup of coffee, and find a great book to read this weekend. It's a perfect way to spend your day at Another Chapter Bookstore in the Tie-In Plaza.
Line is wide receiver Jaden West, 5'11", 183-pound junior. They are still tending to him as both teams have come off the field. We've got 10:50 left to go in the first period of play. No score here as Owosso has broken into more territory. They are at their 48-yard line. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Christian Favalora along with you tonight. Rob Williams with our RCB Bank by the Number stats updates from time to time during the ball game, and we're glad you're hanging out with us, Steve. I can't believe right now that we've got one more week left of the regular season.
Yeah, it's absolutely flown by this year, and how exciting it is, Grant. I think, you know, not to compare to years past, but I really think that we've seen more growth on this football team than in some years I can remember overall. I mean, we had the big guns last year, Josh Proctor, Wayne Jones, Cortrey Alexander. We don't really have those type of players, not that there's anything wrong, but Coach Blankenship, this team has really grown. I'm excited about where the Rams are right now.
Twins to the right, Keelan Carney in motion to the left. Keeney back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle of the field, aiming for an open receiver, Trey Goins, who was split out to the 10-yard line. He was chased down by a defender as they overthrew him just a little bit, and that'll bring up second down and 16 from the Moore 48.
Feet just got tied up there with good coverage by the corner that came in, 23, as you mentioned. Jaden West went out of the game, and Ram offensive coordinators went right at the new corner, filling in.
Twins to each side of the line now. Keeney off the left hash mark, back to throw, slings it right side over to the open Isaiah Jacobs. He'll come back down to the original line of scrimmage and not much further before he's knocked out of bounds on the stop there. Jameis Relaford for the Moore Lions. 10:32 left to go in the first quarter if you're just joining us here in beautiful Moore, Oklahoma tonight. And Steve, off to the west, I can see the glow of the golden arches of the McDonald's that you and I stopped at after the Norman North game.
Yeah.
Tim Rich would be proud of us, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Back to throw. Keeney looking up the left side of the field, connects with Kirby. Kirby down to the 45-40, still on his feet at the 35 before he's ran out of bounds. And that should be another Westerman Financial Services first down.
Great run after the catch by Kirby as he was matched up with a defensive back that's not near the size of Big Mario, coming in at 6'2", 220 pounds, and shows his speed to be able to get outside and move the chains.
About a 14-yard gain on that one. Handoff Dawson Adams this time at the 30, down to the 25, down to the 23-yard line. First down raining again here as they'll move up the chains.
A lot of this success coming up front right now as this offensive line doing a fantastic job. Defense is trying to mix up its blitz packages. The Moore Lions have done a good job of trying to string things out, but I think the Rams beginning to adjust, and they've put together a really nice drive. Like to cap it off with a touchdown.
First and 10 Rams at the Moore 23-yard line. Kirby in motion to the left, and Isaiah Jacobs in the backfield behind Keeney. He rolls back to the right this time to throw to Kirby at the 10-15, down to the 10-5 and down to the 1-yard line. They say he's in. Touchdown, Owosso Rams.
That was a great misdirection that time as they faked the jet sweep to the left. Will Keeney rose back out to his right and finds Isaiah Jacobs, who just rolls a defender into the end zone for the Ram touchdown.
6-0 our score, 9:47 left to play. And now an extra point being attempted by Christian Johnson. And we'll see what he can do here. Extra point coming, or at least the attempt of it. Kicks through the uprights and good. 7-0, Owosso leading. 9:47 left to go in the first period of play. We'll take a break, be back in 30 seconds for the kick. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Do you drive a Ford car like an Audi or a VW? Sometimes you have to take it to Tulsa to get it fixed because not everybody works on it. But we have a specialist right here at Owosso, Brewski Auto Technica. Brandon Brewski and the folks at Brewski Auto Technica are your foreign car specialists. Take it to 102B North Atlanta. Let Brandon and the crew work on your car today. They'll give you a fair price and do a great job. And they're big supporters of the Owosso Rams. That's Brewski Auto Technica in downtown Owosso.
More 7-0 our score, 9:47 left to play in the first quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, and Christian Favalora. Steve's got another RCB Bank by the number stats update. Steve.
Well, that drive actually started from the Ram 18-yard line, and they put together 10 plays for 82 yards, capped off by the 23-yard touchdown pass from Will Keeney to Isaiah Jacobs, took 2:13 off the clock. The Rams lead here early, 7-0.
And now they'll kick it off from left to right. Here comes the kick, end over end. It is going to be kicked into the end zone, and so Moore will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line as James Mukes Jr. was back deep to receive for the Lions as they move from right to left on the dial. Sun is completely set here in the city tonight. Rams already on the board 7-0. I was talking to J.D. Northcutt, who calls the games on KOMA, and he was telling me, Steve, that Moore is quite banged up coming into this ball game. They're playing without the services of a number of their players tonight.
Well, and they can ill afford that because they probably don't have the depth that some of the larger schools have.
Christian Favalora will join us here on the sidelines here in the next few minutes as he has rolled in. I think he got caught up in some of that I-35 traffic tonight, Steve.
Really? It was such a pleasant, relaxing drive over. I'm surprised.
The Mowry Funeral Home helicopter was out of commission tonight,
yeah.
So we had to stay in the traffic as well. Lions moving from right to left, handoff from the quarterback. He will take it out to the right side. On the run there is going to be Dylan Buckhite. Daniel Highshaw Jr. is the quarterback for the Moore Lions. And as we were talking to J.D. before the ball game, he was telling us number 2, number 10, those are your guys tonight. So Moore will start with a 6-yard gain on their first play as they'll have it second down and 4 from the 26-yard line. 9:40 left to play here.
Got an idea of some of the speed Moore has as they run it out to that right side.
Highshaw, the quarterback, he's got one man split to the left and the back on each side of him as he'll take it off the right hash mark.
A lot of motion in the backfield right now.
Yeah, they're switching things up. Highshaw with a quick hand or on the keeper, he faked a handoff and decided to try to run up the middle himself. He got back to the original line of scrimmage no further. They'll actually say he maybe even lost a yard, so that should bring up 3rd down and 5 for the Moor Lions as they try to power and push through. They look like they're going to move around a lot on that line before they finally get the ball going, Steve.
Yeah, Hayden Grant did a good job, and also Kamen Severs in on the tackle. And both of these quarterbacks very elusive in the backfield, and you want to keep them contained. The Ram defense doing a fantastic job that time.
A couple of the games we'll be watching tonight. Our own Katie Dillard is in Afton as Rejoice Christian is on the road. We'll get some scoring updates from that one coming up here in a few. Sky took Collinsville playing as well. Highshaw rolling to the left this time, slings it up the left side of the field and connects with an open receiver down at the 32-yard line.
That was actually Highshaw throwing it out. Was that Buckhite again?
Yeah, that was Buckhite.
Yeah.
dynamic duo there for the Boer Lions.
Play action pass out to the left, and so that'll give the Lions a first down.
Yeah, first and 10 at the 31-yard line. 8:38 left to play. First quarter action. I saw the quarterback with two men behind him, and twins to the right. Handoff. First man through is going to reach a wall of Owosso defenders, and they're still going after him.
Hilton Mosby and Hayden Grant, along with Kamen Severs again. Hilton Mosby, I tell you, the last couple of weeks, we've called his name often, and he just burst through the offensive line that time and met the running back in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of about 2 yards.
That's a guy I wouldn't want to run headfirst into. Hilton Mosby is he's like a train, man. He'll just smash you.
Want him on our side. That's the thing about this Ram defense. The first three games, Grant, they gave up an average of 44 points a game. The last four games, they've only given up 7.5.
Hyshaw with twins to the right. Drops back to throw this time. Guns it up the right side of the field, connecting with an open receiver near the 42-yard line. And on the run there is going to be Alex Baxter for the Lions, and he gets another first down. So they'll move up the chains for more. 7:38 left to go in this first quarter of play. 7-0, Owosso leading early if you're just joining us.
Hyshaw, not really a typical, prototypical quarterback, if you will, as he has a kind of a lengthy windup and lobs the ball into the receiver. But that receiver that you mentioned, Alex Baxter, 6'4", 223, he's a bad matchup for us when he gets it in the secondary.
Hyshaw ready to go here off the right hash mark. He'll put a man to his left, one man split to the left of the line there for the Lions, twins to the right. Now Hyshaw faking a handoff, falls to the ground as he loses his footing.
They're going to call him down as he tried to get outside. Kamen Severs was there, and as Hyshaw tried to cut back inside, went down to a knee. So that'll be a loss of about 3 yards, almost four on the play.
Second down and 14 from the 36-yard line. Maybe the 38. That's where they'll set the ball. 7:09 left to play here. First quarter action.
This is really what you want, is give this defense a chance to make a play and put Moore in an uncomfortable position.
Hyshaw takes the snap, fakes the handoff again. In trouble, he's scrambling to the right this time, slings it up the right side of the field. Nobody there to get it.
Out of bounds, two receivers in the area, well covered. But again, a good job by this Ram defense, not allowing Hyshaw to get outside the pocket and take off downfield.
Pass falls incomplete, and that'll bring up third down and 14 from the 38-yard line.
Again, this is the down and distance you want your defense to be able to put up, and an uncomfortable spot here for the Moore Lions and the type of offense that they run. So if Moore makes a mistake, the Rams can come up with a big turnover here.
More kind of in an extended huddle here as they talk things over and get a word from the sideline. 15 seconds left to go on the play clock, and now they'll finally get back into formation here as Hyshaw ready to take the snap, splitting the hash marks here. He'll drop back to throw, scrambling to the right this time, being chased down by two defenders. He guns it up the right side of the field and connects with an open receiver at the 50-yard line. Making that catch there is Drew Johnston for Moore as he gets it right at the midfield mark. But still, even with the yardage they gain, that's not good enough for a first down since they had dropped it back for a loss there. And that'll bring up fourth down and 3. So what do you do here if you're Moore? They're going to keep their offense on the field.
Wow, I'm a bit surprised at this here this early in the ball game.
Twins to the left now, and Hyshaw on the right hash mark, ready to take the snap.
And we do.
We
did it. Can't do that.
Oh man,
that's exactly what they were doing. They weren't going to run the snap.
And now
about the second or third time that we've seen the Rams do this the last couple of games, that converted a fourth down into a first down. The defense had worked so hard to try to get off the field, and a mental error that time by the Ram defense.
That'll bring up first and 10 for the Lions at the Owosso 45-yard line. We have 6:22 left to go in first quarter action. Our score 7-0, Owosso leading if you're just joining us. Twins out to the right side, same formation now for these Moore Lions. Hyshaw, the quarterback, ready to take it off the right hash mark. He does so, slings it up the left side of the field and tried to connect there with Buckhite. he was unable to make the catch as he fell to the ground, but they'll call him down in the pass incomplete, so that'll bring up second and 10 from the 45-yard line for Moore.
Again, Hyshaw, who looks to be very athletic there in the pocket. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds. He's a big man, but he doesn't have a real smooth throwing motion, and I'm not sure his accuracy is on target, but certainly looks to be dangerous back there in the pocket when he's scrambling around.
From the 45 of the Rams, Hyshaw ready to take the snap here. Twins to the left once again. And now he fakes a handoff, runs to the left on the keeper. Hyshaw at the 40 now as he runs smack dab into an Owosso defender there at the 38-yard line. And on the stop there for the Rams is going to be Braxton Bickham. He just ran smack dab into him head on, but that'll bring up third down and about four to go now.
And there is the athletic ability that we're talking about. The guy looks like Cam Newton coming out of the backfield and not somebody you want your secondary having to come up and tackle solo.
He will slither like a snake, that's for sure. 5:32 left to play off the left hash mark this time. It's going to be Twins to the right and a man to the left for Hyshaw. He'll sling it back and try to aim for Buckheit. Buckheit ran smack dab into Gage Laney. Gage hit him a bit late, but they didn't call him a flag on the play. I was
concerned.
Yeah.
The ball was well past the receiver when Gage unloaded on him over there in front of the Ram sideline, but he may have gotten talked to by the referee.
That'll bring up fourth down and three now at the 38-yard line, and it does not look like they are going to
change things up.
The way they're playing, I wasn't sure if they were trying to emulate Pulaski Academy out of Arkansas. You know, they never punt. So
this may be a Hyshaw on the run. Let's see what he does as soon as he receives the snap.
Fourth and three, Hyshaw rolling back to throw this time. And the pass batted down by an Owosso defender. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Hayden Grant. How about that? That'll turn things around, and Owosso will have it first and 10 at our own 38-yard line.
Hayden Grant reaches those big arms up there, 6 foot four, and swats the ball back down. Again, Hyshaw's pass, when he winds up, he gives you plenty of time to kind of size it up, get in the lane, and get your hands up, and that's what Grant did that time.
Trips to the left this time. Keeney off the right hash mark with Isaiah Jacobs next to him. Trey Goen split to the right side of the line for the Rams. And now a handoff. Isaiah Jacobs rolling out to the left. He's at the 40, brought down at the 38-yard line. And, yes, he did run into a good tackle from Buckheit, the Moore defender. Buckheit plays both ways. He may end up driving the bus back over to the bus barn tonight. I'm not sure.
Mario Kirby is just getting into the secondary and trying to find a blue shirt that he can destroy, and he has done that on several occasions here already in this first quarter.
Keeney handing off. Jacobs up the middle, gets up to the 46-yard line, 4-yard gain there, and that'll bring up third down and about two to go. This is a crucial third down play here as Keeney handing off to Jacobs again, and they get him behind the line.
Yeah, there are six blue shirts in the backfield before he can get to the line of scrimmage. Just a complete breakdown up front that time.
Well, you heard Bill Blankenship in the pregame show say that their defense is they do their defensive formations as well as anybody that he's seen in the state, and you know they don't do a lot of multiples. They just do their thing. Fourth down and three. They're going to go for it as Keeney on the keeper tries to bust forward, and he's short. Oh, man.
There's just nothing there. I mean, they're going to load the box and dare you to throw the football. There were, again, six, seven blue shirts, and it wasn't even close enough for a measurement that time. So we're going to have to call on the defense again as Moore is going to take over first and 10. At about the Ram 42, 43-yard, well, actually the 46-yard line.
3:55 left to go, first quarter action here. 7-0 our score if you're just joining us. Thank you for making us a part of your evening here on KYFM and also online at InsideOwosso.com. As the offense will come back onto the field for the Moore Lions. It's senior night here tonight. They did their festivities here at the pregame show. And now they'll line up in a more traditional formation here as Hyshaw is back to throw, but there's a flag flying before he can even get it out of his hands.
We're going to have a procedure call against Moore Lions. That'll move the ball back 5 yards.
So that will put them back at the 49-yard line, their own 49-yard line. 3:54 left to play. It's 7-0. We'll throw it down to Christian Favalora here in just a few minutes. Trips to the left this time. And now Hyshaw ready to take the snap here. He'll do so. Back to throw. He'll gun it up the left side.
Buck Hyten
is almost picked off. My goodness.
So close. They read that lane. They've been going to that quick out to the left side on several occasions and almost getting in the way. I believe that was Bickham.
That was
Once
Bickham.
Once again, the sophomore, 5'8", 145 pounds.
How much has that kid stepped up this year?
Tremendously. And we talk about all these sophomores, Grant. We got a lot to look forward to in the future. This ball club's going to be good for some time.
That'll bring up second down and 15. Hyshaw handing off this time. Up the middle goes his ball carrier. He'll get to the line of scrimmage no further. And on the run there is James Mukes, Jr. So that'll bring up third down and 15.
Kewan Hay leading the way again, along with Jaden Thomason. And about four other white shirts. I like the white-on-white look.
It is definitely something to behold here. With 3:23, the clock is rolling. On third down and 14, the ball spotted at the 50-yard line.
Moore's taking their time. They're trying to keep this game close and run it down as they run the play clock almost under 10 seconds every play.
Hyshaw. With an empty backfield behind him, trips to the right, twins to the left. And he's ready to take the snap, does so, and he's under pressure from the get-go. My goodness, he'll gun it up the right side of the field, and chasing Jaden him
Thomason.
Down was Jaden Thomason. He chased him down like he had just robbed a store.
Yeah, he shot through there untouched and was right in the grill of Hyshaw and almost got him down, and Hyshaw was just able to get rid of the football in time. I was a little bit fearful there may have been a horse collar, but the referee was right there and did not throw his flag. So definitely a punting situation now for the Moore Lions.
They're going to punt it away. Let's talk to Christian down on the sideline. What's up, man?
Guys, Steve was right. Jaden Thompson kept a hand on him, but that was just a great tackle. Hyshaw hardly had his feet set, and he was running for the sideline.
Now they'll kick it away as they'll end up punting it back to about the 10-yard line. Christian, what's the mood down there on the Owosso sideline right now, up 7-0?
Guys, this is a big stadium. I don't know what it feels like from way up in that gorgeous press box, but it's really open out here. There's a little bit of breeze. It could be a recipe for kind of a down atmosphere, not real excited, but the Rams are doing a good job with that 7-0 lead. Keeping things up on the sideline.
All right, we'll check in with you here in just a second. By the way, this is a tall press box. Only three of us had a nosebleed here in the press box tonight. 2:44 left to go here. It'll be first and 10 for the Owosso Rams at their own 11-yard line, moving from left to right on the dial if you're just joining us. A man on each side of Will Keeney. He's ready to take the snap from the left hash mark. Hand off to Isaiah Jacobs. Jacobs on his feet at the 15. Brought down at the 20-yard line. Very close to a Westerman Financial Services first down.
I'm going to guess Coach Croft may have encouraged his offensive line there on the sidelines as they just blew the defense of Moore out that time.
Yeah, Coach has a way of providing that encouragement sometimes,
yes.
Doesn't he? Keeney, handoff again. Jacobs up the right side of the field. Flags flying on the play as he gets it up to about the 24-yard line. And we'll see what that call is. Eagle Eye Rob Williams was busy scribbling here. I think it's going to be holding. So that'll bring up second down and one. But then they'll mark it back and give us the penalty. So that'll bring up second down and about nine to go. 2:12 left to play here. We'll see what Will Keeney can dial up. He's got Twins to the right and one man split to the left.
Take a shot.
Now Isaiah Jacobs in motion. Now he'll sling it across.
Oh, my. That was a great defensive play by Moore. The screen out on the left side.
Yeah, the screen pass went to Kirby, and Kirby was immediately met by a defender.
And he had three blockers in front of him, but none of the three were able to take that rogue defender.
Well, with Moore's defense, there have been several moments tonight. We have to give credit where credit is due because they are stepping up. Empty backfield behind Keeney now as he drops back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle of the field, connected with Kirby. Kirby's on his feet at the 15, 20, 25. Flags flying. He's at the 30, 35, 40, and they're going to whistle the play
dead.
They're
going to call a block in the back here on Isaiah Jacobs.
Oh, my
goodness. All he did was run up and put his hands out, and I think that was a legal block.
Well,
I mean, that was right there in front of everybody, and, because you can't do the blindside block. We've seen that. But Isaiah was just coming up and almost like you would a pick in basketball and basically just stood there with his hands. It wasn't even a shove.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the decision is here.
That's a big penalty.
1:24 left to play in this, the first quarter. 7-0 our score if you're just joining us.
That's a big penalty on a big play to move the ball downfield and a bad call.
It'll be third down and 10 now. Trips to the left for Will Keeney. Back to throw from the right hash mark. Looking, he's in trouble and sacked. Is he down for a safety?
I thought he was down just outside the goal line, and they're going to mark him at about the 1 yard.
Oh, my goodness, that was close.
You know, Grant, Coach Blankenship has talked on several occasions, when we don't have the crowd, we don't have the band, there's just not that energy level that we're used to having, and you can feel it here tonight.
Oh, I know it.
It's a flat atmosphere. And, the bus ride over can be a lull, and you're playing a team for district implications. And the Rams, they're not playing bad, but they're just not playing with the energy they need to put more away.
41 seconds left to go as they'll punt it away here. The kick high, and it's going to come down to about the 35-yard line.
Bounce straight out of bounds, so Moore's going to have starting field position at the Ram 35-yard line.
31 seconds left to play. Our crowd is a little bit light here tonight. We do have some faithful fans that have traveled. And I'm going to tell you this. You know, you may have had stuff to do tonight, and you may have had plans, but we need you at Putnam City next week. I don't
Absolutely.
Care what you've got on the calendar.
I would echo that. We need we know people love to stay home and listen to you, your velvety tones over the radio, but we'd rather have you at the ball game, and these kids deserve your presence. And that one's going to be real big next week. We still got business here tonight to take care of.
And now Hyshaw handing off. First man through is Mukes. He's going to get up to about the 32-yard line. But no, next week's one of those games. If Great Aunt Bessie's in the hospital, bust her out and bring her with you. I don't care what you got going. Second down and 7 to go from the 32-yard line.
Well, the way Moore's been playing the clock, you've got to think they're going to let this one run out, and we'll move to the second quarter.
Dateline Afton, Oklahoma. Rejoice Christian leading Afton 14-0. So Coach Marley and the Eagles up to a good start. We've put a quarter in the books here as our clock rolls down to 0. It's Owosso 7 and Moore 0. We'll take a break and be back right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. When your school, church, or business needs to look as good as our team, there's only one place to call for custom-printed T-shirts, and that's Promo Screen Printing. Their winning team's been dedicated to creating custom apparel for almost 20 years, and they're also a very proud supporter of Owosso football. So when it's time to score great-looking custom T-shirts, call Promo Screen Printing or check them out at www.promosusa.com. Promo Screen Printing, quality from art to finish.
Getting a mortgage should fit your life. At First United Mortgage Group, we sit down and really get to know you. We answer your questions and ask some of our own so we can best understand your unique situation. The result is a mortgage that is specifically tailored to you and your investment. Call me, J.D. Doris, today at 918-408-4991 or go to my website at okmortgagewizard.com. It's time to spend life wisely, and go Rams.
Minutes has been put on the clock for the second quarter of play. I'm Grant Merrill, along with Steve Mowry and Christian Favolora. Another RCB Bank by the number stats update. Here's Steve.
Well, the Rams dominating in the numbers with that long first quarter drive that went 82 yards. 49 yards on the ground on 11 carries. Will Keeney, 7 of 8 in the air for 61 yards. 110 total yards for the Rams. For the Moore Lions, they have 7 rushes on the ground for 10 yards, and Hyshaw only 3 of 8 for 31 yards. Moore has been held to 41 yards, but it's been the penalties. The Rams with 4 penalties for 35 yards.
Hyshaw back to throw, finds Buckhite at the 29. He'll dive forward to the 25-yard line and is awfully close to a Moore Lion first down. They probably will move up the chains here.
And that doesn't seem like a lot of yardage in penalties, but the one penalty's converted a fourth down into a first down, and the other penalty negated a first down for the Owosso Rams, the supposedly blocking the back by Isaiah Jacobs.
First and 10, Moore Lions at the Owosso 25. We've got 11:42 left to go in the half. Glad you're with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM and also online at InsideOwosso.com. Taking the snap with the hand, or faking the handoff, is the quarterback Hyshaw, and he's going to meet a wall of Owosso defenders just shy of the line of scrimmage. So give him about a 2-yard loss on that sack there. And that's a guy that's going to fake a lot tonight. I mean,
yeah.
He fakes handoff, he drops back to throw and then starts running. I mean, yeah.
I'm a little concerned though when he keeps it and gets outside. I would rather him give it away rather than keep it, because he is just a very athletic. I don't want to see how fast he can run.
Second down and 12, ball spotted at the 27-yard line. Moore will send twins to the left, one man to the right. Hyshaw ready to take the snap here. He does so, fakes a handoff again, and scrambles up the middle. On his feet at the 25, he'll dive forward down to about the 23-yard line. So he's just inside the original 10 yards. That's going to bring up third down and about 9 to go for the Lions. And they are inching closer and closer to probably being able to kick a field goal if they can't do anything on this next down.
Yeah, that time Matt Lohr able to come from his defensive tackle position out to his left and make that tackle. Hyshaw really likes to shake and bake left to right and not let anybody get in touch with him.
The tank, Matt Lohr. Twins out to the left, one man split to the right. Hyshaw off the right hash mark, ready to roll here. 10 minutes even left to go in the first half. Hyshaw back to throw this time, slings it up the right side of the field and connects at the 15-yard line with an open receiver. That is going to be Drew Johnston, and they'll move up the chains for another Moore Lion first down.
And again, Hyshaw does just enough to lock up the defense and then throws a ball. It's not real accurate. It's low where only his receiver can make the catch, cannot advance the football, but it's enough to move the chains.
Hey, Moore's got a good football team this year.
Absolutely.
They are not the Moore Lions we've seen in the past, for sure. I listened to a lot of bad Moore football on KOMA the last couple of years driving down the turnpike, and they're a different team. Back to throw, slinging it to a receiver, a touchdown for Moore as he will get it into the hands of Alex Baxter, and Baxter was able to dive into the end zone, slam down that ball, and he makes it 7-6. See what they can do on the extra point here. 9:25 left to play in this first half. And now they are going to try to go for it here. No, they're going to throw flags as they were about to scramble and mix things up. 9:25 left to go in the first half. 7-6 our score. And I think they're going to call encroachment here. And they are going to line it up and try to kick the extra point. So, doing the honors for Moore is Marcus Dawkins. Here's the kick. It's up through the uprights and good. Forgive me, that's Carlos Soto. And he'll tie the ball game at 7. 9:25 left to go in this first half. The kickoff ahead in 30 seconds. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hello, Ram Nation. This is Coach Blankenship. Two amazing things happened last year. First, your Owosso Rams were crowned state champions. And second, Jim Glover Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat opened their doors right here in Owosso. And from experience, I can tell you this. The Jim Glover Auto family goes above and beyond to make sure your experience is nothing short of exceptional in both sales and service. So when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, head over to Jim Glover Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Highway 169 and 106th Street North. Tell them Coach Blankenship sent you.
Left to go in the first half, and we are tied at 7. I'm Grant Merrill, along with Steve Mowry, Rob Williams, Brandon Brewer, Brock Crawford, Christian Favalora. We've got the whole crew here tonight. We're glad you're with us both on TV, on the Owosso Rams app, and on InsideOwosso.com, and on radio at KYFM 100.1. As Moore will kick it from left to right, they will do it off the foot of Carlos Soto. Back to receive Dawson Adams for the Owosso Rams, and Soto is going to kick it directly to Omar Barker, who is at the 23-yard line. Barker returning to the 30, up to the 35, still on his feet at the 40, up to the 45, gets to the 49-yard line before he's ran out of bounds, and that will be very good field position for the Owosso Rams, Mr. Mowry.
Well, and I think that's exactly what Moorhead coach Brad Hill was trying to avoid on that first kickoff opening the game. As Omar Barker ran all the way across the field from the near side to the far side, got around the corner, and that's going to move the football up. It looks like, Grant, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. I thought he'd gotten up closer to midfield.
It was awfully a lot of wishful thinking on my part, apparently, but we gave him about 7 extra yards. Trips to the left this time, handoff Isaiah Jacobs. Jacobs running to the right. He'll get out to about the 43, so maybe a yard's gain there.
I tell you what, this Moore secondary is doing a good job of open field tackling, especially on Isaiah Jacobs trying to get to the edge. There just seems to be always one man that he can't quite break away from for the big run.
9:07 left to play here. We're tied at 7. Twins out to the left this time as...
We need to put a drive together and get something going here.
Keeney ready to take the snap here. He drops back to throw, looking. He'll sling it up the right side, and
goodness.
It was aimed for Mario Kirby. Kirby let it go off of his fingertips.
Well, the pass was behind him. I think Will Keeney thought he was going to stop for a moment, but Mario was so wide open on the near side for whatever reason. There was no safety help over the top, and the corner stopped at about 7 yards. And he was wide open, Mario Kirby was, and we missed a scoring opportunity there because if Mario catches that football, there is no way that anyone catches him. However, roughing the passer, personal foul penalty on the play will move the ball to the Moore 44-yard line. That'll move the chains.
We will take it how we can get it with 9:02 left to go in the first half. Trips to the left this time. Keeney ready to dial up a play. Referees with some final words before the snap as they were talking to the defensive lineman there. Keeney now looking to the sideline for an additional instruction. 15 on the play clock. Keeney ready to take the snap. He'll do so here. Hand off Isaiah Jacobs drilling up the right side. He'll get down to the 42-yard line. Not much of a gain there.
Well, this Moore defense is better at pursuit and tackling than we've seen the last couple of years. There's not, in most cases, just one blue shirt around the football. There are 3, sometimes 4, and even up to 6.
Shotgun formation with twins to each side of the line. Man in motion to the left. Now leaving Keeney with an empty backfield. He'll drop back to throw. He waits and tries to hit Van Landingham down at the 34. It's off his fingertips.
And Will tried to throw a dart and just threw it at the feet, and it just almost one hop to the receiver. Just very, very uncharacteristic. And, Grant, I'm a believer some of that goes back to the fact that it's just a flat evening here at this stadium. There's no excitement. There's no crowd, and it's just these guys have going to have to draw on themselves and find that energy and get this machine rolling.
Keeney ready to take the snap here. He's getting more instructions from the sideline, and I think we're going to have a timeout called right here. We've got 8:27 left to play, tied at 7. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Bring your passion, your initiative, your big plans, your dreams. Most of all, bring your ambition, because whether you're on your way to a four-year university or a new career, Tulsa Community College is the smart way to invest more in you. To learn more about our exciting programs from nursing and graphic design to engineering and veterinary technology and more, visit tulsacc.edu. TCC, bring your ambition.
What does it mean to wake up your day with 6 in the morning? It means you start your day ahead of the curve. You know what the weather's going to do every hour because of Alan Crone. You're not worried about your drive because News on 6 traffic keeps you ahead. And breaking news, you know Leanne and Rich, Tulsa's most experienced morning news team, have you covered anywhere you are. So go ahead and smile. This morning's got nothing on you.
Third down and 10 out of the timeout. The Owosso Rams at the 43-yard line of the Lions. Keeney back to throw, aiming for Trey Goins. It's caught. He's brought down inside the 5. And just like that, that is a huge first down for the Owosso Rams. How about that, Mr. Mallory?
You could see that from the very beginning as Trey got behind the corner here on the near side. Will threw a perfect football for Trey to just camp under and wait on it. And that's the play that may be the play that we needed for this offense.
Keeney ready to line things up here. He's got a man in motion to the right. Keeney on the keeper trying to lunge forward. Gets back down to the 5-yard line. And that is going to bring up a 2-yard gain, second and goal from the 5.
We've got a more lion. He's trying to get up, but he's injured. He's going to hobble back to the huddle. That's Jake Cordova. A 6'1", 168-pound linebacker.
7:51, and the clock rolling. Keeney rolling to the right this time. He'll gun it to the end zone. Touchdown, Owosso. Hallelujah. We have put 6 on the board right there. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Keelan Carney, the freshman.
Gosh, a great play call that time by this Ram offense.
And he will come off the field to the applause of his fans and teammates. And now the extra point attempt coming from Christian Johnson. Johnson. 13-7 our score. Kick coming. Johnson boots it through the uprights, and it is good. 14-7 our score. 7:45 to play. We're back at 30 seconds for the kick. This is Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Shauna Dene posted, hashtag to bomb, hashtag pineapple goes on pizza, hashtag pizza is love, hashtag pizza is life. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North in Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
The 7-R score, 7:45 left to go in the first half of play. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. Christian Favalora roaming the sidelines. And, man, oh, man, what a nice series of plays by Will Keeney and Trey Goins, and then Will Keeney and Keelan Carney. And We've got a big lead now for the Owosso Rams. Steve has a RCB Bank by the number stats update.
Yeah, that drive was 7 plays for 58 yards. Only took 1 minute and 29 seconds off the clock.
Seemed like 100 minutes.
Seemed like it there for a moment.
End over end kick. It's going to be fielded at about the 24, and it's dropped off his toes. And just like that, it rolls back to the 31-yard line. Who's got it?
Moore gets the indication. Got a quick indication from the referee, the Moore line. Man, that ball bounced right off the chest of the returner and just started rolling back to midfield range.
And now Moore's coming off the field for a quick moment. I believe we're going to have a pause in the action.
Grant, I think the we talked about that being a 7-play, 58-yard drive. You had the roughing the passer penalty that was unsportsmanlike conduct. That gave the Rams a first down, but also the 36-yard, the big play that set it up. Goins had the 36-yard reception from Will Keeney that set up the touchdown drive.
Twins to the right, and we'll get the snap, handoff to the first man through. Ball carrier gets up to the 35-yard line. That is Marcus Morris after the handoff from Hyshaw. And that is going to bring up second down and 5.
This game really taken a lot of different complexion from last year, where the Rams came in and dominated 52-6. Last year's game, we were up 42-0 at halftime in a game that Bryce Cabrera had 4 touchdowns in the game, 3 in the second quarter alone.
Awaiting the snap to Hyshaw here with 7:07 left to play in this first half, 14-7, Owosso lead. Again, if you're just joining us, hang on. We'll go down to Christian Favalora here in just a moment. We'll see what Hyshaw can do first as he'll take it off the left hash mark. And now they blow that play dead here pretty quickly. Christian, what are you seeing down on the sidelines as we go to a timeout?
Well, I just got out of a conversation with OBU recruiter talking to me about Hilton Mosby a lot, and Hilton's going to have a big job to do on this defensive drive because, quite frankly, looks like Moore's kind of found a little bit of a niche with movement in the backfield and getting that tailback out into the flat. Have you guys seen that too?
Yeah, I think so. Tell us your thoughts on that last scoring drive. What a series of beautiful plays there.
You talk about a patient offense. It really, guys were folks were taking the maximum amount of time they could before the snap to get the call in, and it was kind of slow going. All of a sudden, a great throw by Will Keeney to down the left side. That's the kind of thing we expect from this offense, right? They set up the touchdown, and really, that's the way we think Owosso is going to move the ball every week.
All right, that's Christian Favalora down on the sideline. We'll check in with him here in just a few minutes. Second down and 6 from the 34-yard line for the Moore Lions. Hyshaw ready to take the snap here with Twins to the right. He fakes a handoff, slings it across to Buckhite. Buckhite was at the 47. He was on his feet as he crossed midfield and got down to the 48 of the Rams, and that's another big first down for the Moore Lions.
Tackled there by Gage Laney, but not before he gets the ball just across midfield into Ram territory. 6:42 to go here in this second quarter. Rams leading by 7, 14-7.
First and 10 for the Lions as they keep the march going. They'll send Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Now the snap, faking a handoff. He'll sling it up the middle to Buckhite. Same play there, and he's close to a first down as he got down to the 38 of the Rams, a 10-yard gain, and they'll move up the chains.
And Hyshaw just has this long extended throwing motion, and yet the Rams still aren't able to get to the football. It's ugly, but it's very effective.
Coming up at halftime, we will talk to a Owosso Ram great, Jared Honeyager. He's going to join us for our halftime interview of Tie-In Development. Appreciate them and their sponsorship of Ram football here on KYFM. Faking a handoff, rolling out to the left this time is Hyshaw, the quarterback. He'll get down to the 31-yard line, so a 7-yard gain should get him 3 yards shy of a first down.
I think they're going to mark him out. I think he stepped out earlier than that, Grant.
Yeah,
I thought he had the 31, but they're going to bring it back to about the 33. So the Rams, that'll bring up
Yeah, second
down and five.
Second and five from the 33. We were a little generous on the yardage there. It works in the Rams' favor, so there you go. Twins out to the right. They're taking it off the left hash mark this time. Hyshaw ready to take the snap. He does so. Hands off. First man through. Gets a wall of defenders guarding against him, and that was Marcus Morris on the try. He's not going to get any yardage on the plays. That'll bring up third down and six, actually. They drop him for a yard.
Matt Lohr again coming through the middle immediately and meeting the ball carrier in the backfield. And so a down and distance here to get this Ram defense. And this is the area here where Moore likes to go to that quick pass from the slot. And you've also got to watch big number 89, Alex Baxter, the big tight end, trying to get down the middle of the field.
5:07 left to go here.
The Rams are going to come up in, well, press coverage on the far side, but soft coverage here on the near. And I think more coach Brad Hill wants a timeout.
All right, we'll take it with him and be back right after this. 4:59 left to go in the first half. It's Owosso 14, Moore 7. We're back in 1 minute. This is Rams Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on KYFM.
What makes Dungy's Family of Autos different? It's our world-famous 995 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungy's difference means for you.
Six says we're at the 34-yard line, guarding against the Moore Lions. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. We appreciate our great sponsors like the Dungy's Family of Autos. Heard Michelle Graves and her crew as they chip in for Owosso football tonight. Dropping back to throw. It's Hyshaw. He connects with his open receiver at the 24-yard line, and he dives forward to the 20, and that is going to be Drew Johnston on that catch there, and that's another huge first down for the Moore Lions as they are now knocking on the door to try to tie this ball game.
And again, give Hyshaw credit. He knows how to work that passing motion and puts it only where his receiver can make that catch.
This game already showing signs of potentially going down to the wire tonight. Twins to the left and one man to the right. Hyshaw off the right hash mark. Fakes a handoff and rolls left this time, being chased down by Hayden Grant. He'll run out at the 15-yard line. He had a player knock his feet out from under him, and that was Dawson Adams on the stop there.
Yeah, Hyshaw had a lot of room, and Adams comes up from his safety spot and knocks him out of bounds, but not before he's able to get a gain of six on the play.
Second down and four to go here. Ball at the 14-yard line, and Moore trying to get in and get six on the board. They'll put two players to the right, one player to the left.
Again, the play clock under 10.
Off the left hash mark, Hyshaw ready to take it. He does so. Fakes a handoff, scrambling right now. He'll get down to the 15. Now he'll gun it to Buckheit. He's going to be brought down at the 2-yard line after the catch. He just went forward and finally had a player from Owosso knock his feet out from under him.
Yeah, Buckheit that just kind of fondles his quarterback. You can tell these two guys really know one another, and that Buckheit is Hyshaw's favorite receiver. That was one of those, I'm going to scramble outside and point to you where I want you to go, and I'll throw you the football. That's exactly what Hyshaw did. And Buckheit, we talked about Hyshaw's athleticism, Buckheit as well, and Moore is knocking at the door, first and goal from the Ram 2-yard line.
They have definitely clicked tonight as Hyshaw ready to take the snap, fakes a handoff, dives through the middle, gets into the end zone, touchdown, Moore Lions. 14-13 our score.
Pretty much unabated that time.
Man, marched right in with 3:49 left to go in this first half of play. We'll see what they opt to do for their options on extra points. now they're going to change things up and decide to try to kick the extra point. They had lined up as if they were
going to run the old swinging gate.
Yeah, try to run that play there. Here comes the kick. It is up through the uprights and good, and we've got a tie ball game with 3:49 left to go in the first half. It's Owosso 14, Moore 14. We're back for the kick in 30 seconds. This is Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
When my husband and I got married, we didn't really have the budget for the ring of my dreams. So recently we decided as a couple to upgrade to the jewelry we really wanted. The ring I imagined wasn't in just any store. So like many others in Owosso, we called John E. Kohler. We found out very quickly that if we could dream it, John E. Kohler Jewelry Design could make exactly what we wanted. And the price was great too. Stop by and see their award-winning work for yourself at John E. Kohler Jewelry Design, 9455 North Owosso Expressway in the Tai-An Plaza. You'll be glad you did.
To Moore, Oklahoma. We are tied at 14 with 3:49 left to go in the first half. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you here on 100.1 KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville, and with an RCB Bank by the number stats update, here's Steve Mowry.
Well, for Moore, that was a play that right now what we have is 56 yards on 14 carries for the Rams. And Will Keeney, 9 of 10 for 102 yards, 158 total yards for the Rams. Moore, surprisingly, has thrown for 114 yards. Hyshaw, 10 of 16 for a total of 141 yards.
Short kick is going to be kicked right to Omar Barker. He's on his feet at the 30, but brought down near the 33-yard line, and that is where Owosso should have it. First and 10 with 3:44 left to go in the half.
Penalties in the ball game, though. Five penalties against the Rams for 36 yards, and the Moore Lions, four penalties for 30 yards. But very close numbers, as indicated on the scoreboard, tied at 14. And, Grant, this is really what you didn't want to happen, to give a Moore ball club who is very explosive offensively to be able to get momentum in this ball game, and they're playing with a lot of confidence.
Now a quick handoff to Isaiah Jacobs. He'll bust up the middle at the 35, still on his feet at the 40, brought down near the 42-yard line, and that should be good enough for a Westerman Financial Services first down, as that is an 11-yard gain.
Isaiah Jacobs does a fantastic job getting in past that first initial line and dodging the linebackers. And then it gets messy for the secondary.
Van Landingham and Carney split to the left. Kirby and Goen split to the right. Keeney takes the snap and throws right. Gets it to Trey Goins, but he's hugged up and locked by at the 46-yard line by a Moore defender. So that is going to bring up a 4-yard gain. Second down and 6 for the Owosso Rams.
Still trying to go with hurry up. 3:15 to go here before halftime. Rams trying to put together a touchdown scoring drive.
Out of the gun, Keeney. Handoff again to Isaiah Jacobs. Jacobs breaks the midfield plane and gets down to the 49-yard line of the Moore Lions. He's just about a yard shy of a first down.
Again, this Ram offensive line doing a better job in the second quarter of moving out those defenders, giving Isaiah Jacobs some lanes to run through. And this is the down and distance you want, third and short.
So there you go. They're going to try to march forward and jump over the line. There's Will Keeney on the keeper.
Still going.
He's dragging his team with him. He's down to the 40, down to the 35. Finally brought down at the 34-yard line, and that is a 15-yard gain, Steve, as they'll move up the chains. He only needed a yard.
Well, and how many times have we seen Keeney do that, and his teammates know it, and they begin to push him? A lot of the Moore Lions thought the play was just going to be over on a short quarterback sneak, but Will doesn't go down that way, keeps his legs moving, and now the Rams at the 35, first and 10.
2:22 left to go, tied at 14, Will Keeney. Ready to take the snap here. He drops back to throw, slings it up the field, aiming. He overthrows his receiver as Grant Van Landingham was split near the 5-yard line to try to make that catch, and he made it. He would have gone right in for the touchdown, but it was incomplete. That'll bring up second down and 10. 2:09 left to go in the first half. We're tied at 14, and Owosso desperately trying to get in position to knock on the door here for another touchdown. Keeney, ready to take the snap, does so. Throws right this time, connects with Trey Goins. Goins brought down near the 30. That is going to be about a six-yard gain here to bring up, I would believe, third and five, maybe, third and four. They'll say third and six. I was optimistic. Keeney with twins to the right now, dropping back, throwing, looking. He connects with an open receiver. That's Preston Hendricks. Hendricks down to the 21-yard line. That's good enough for a Westerman Financial Services first down with a gain of 10 yards on that play. A minute 37 left to go in this first half, Steve.
Really good run that time, or a good pattern by Preston Hendricks just to go underneath the outside receiver and get out of bounds to stop the clock.
So we'll see what they can do right here. Keeney dropping back to throw this time. Slings it to the right side. Finds Trey Goins again. Goins out at the 20-yard line.
Again, plenty of time on the clock with, I think the Rams have two timeouts left. But smart by Trey Goins to make that reception, get close to the sideline, and let the defender knock him out of bounds.
Goins almost ran over my bride. Dude, you got to watch out. She's got an expensive camera in her hand.
You would be worried about the camera. Yeah.
A minute 30 left to go. Handoff, Isaiah
Not
Jacobs.
Not much there.
Trying to push through. Can't do it. No, I do love my wife. I hope she's okay down there. Minute 19 to go with the clock rolling.
Marcus Morris in on that tackle. The Rams trying to speed this up a little bit on that run. Clock continues to roll.
Tied at 14, Owosso knocking on the door here at the 20-yard line. Third down, eight to go. Keeney ready to take the snap here with Isaiah Jacobs to the left of him. Man in motion to the left. Keeney drops back to throw to the right, connects with Mario Kirby down near the 14-yard line, and he is just shy of another first down. That's going to bring up fourth down and about three.
Take a timeout here. Well, let's see what we got. Is there an injured player? It's a referees. Now they're going to start the clock again. I was curious why they stopped the clock for a moment.
44 seconds left to play here as they are going to
attempt a field goal.
We'll see what they can do right here.
By the way, Mario Kirby looked like he was going to go for the first down, and he got knocked down to the ground by Highshaw, who's playing defense.
Yeah, Highshaw's playing safety tonight, and Christian Favalora texting a moment ago says, Highshaw's very vocal on the line there. Here's the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. 17-14 our score. Owosso taking a three-point lead with 12 seconds left to go in this first half of play. And, Steve, if you're Bill Blankenship, what do you say at the halftime juncture?
Well, I think it's going to be a halftime, a lot of adjustments. Coach Blankenship's not one to panic, and he likes to let his assistant coaches coach up. They know what's going on, and they'll go in, make some adjustments, and really the Rams have moved the ball up and down the field very well. And, you know, Moore, very athletic. We talked about them not being the Moore team we've seen in the past. And they'll go in and make adjustments and come out at halftime. But I feel better about where the energy level is now than I did back in the first quarter.
It's Owosso prepares to kick. Let's go down to Christian Favalora for another Regent Bank sideline report. Christian.
Guys, it's field goal. Obviously, it looked like it could have been a touchdown scoring drive. But that's little consolation because with a low snap like that, what Christian Johnson can do off a kick really is pretty incredible, especially when you're seeing it close up. Regardless, guys, that was a pretty productive drive. Great conversion on third down for Preston Hendricks on that pass. Things are starting to move a little more quickly for this Owosso offense.
All right, we'll check in with Christian after the half. 12 seconds left to go as Owosso will kick it from right to left on the radio dial. We'll have a RCB Bank by the number stats update here in just a moment on that last drive as the Lions will receive it at
fumble.
The 20-yard line. Fumble on the play. Who's got it? Let's see.
Well, the clock's not even rolling.
Did Owosso recover? They're sure pointing like they did, and yes, they did.
And oddly enough, here at home, the clock operator did not run the clock. Let's see if they reset it. That kick went off, I believe, with 12 seconds to go.
Yeah, they put
and when the
nine.
Fumble happened,
yeah.
The clock had not even started at that point.
Well, with 17-14 our score, how nice would it be within this 9-second span if Owosso could put another one on the board here?
Well, I thought they might say clock operator, put 4 or 5 seconds on the clock.
Dateline Afton, Oklahoma, at their halftime, the Rejoice Christian Eagles leading Afton 35-8. Katie Dillard with a complete recap of that ball game tonight.
We're going to get
InsideOwosso.com.
Sorry, Grant. We're going to get to take a shot, maybe two, to the end zone here. So that clock management is going to play into the favor. Well, now they're going to adjust it to 3 seconds. Coach Blankenship's not going to be happy about that.
No, I don't think so. He's giving them an earful down there.
And he should. They should have caught that.
They're going to call the timeout. We'll take it with them and be back in 30 seconds. This is Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, the Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Brendan Dye recovered the fumble for the Owosso Rams. They will have it first and 10 at the 23-yard line, but the problem was the Moore clock operator didn't get started in time, and now they have put a liberal amount of time that has elapsed on the clock, and they say 3 seconds left to go at the half, so we'll have one chance to do something here, Steve.
Well, I thought he might go ahead and try to kick another field goal from here.
First and 10 from the 22. Let's see what they can do here. They're going to try to go for it as they'll send twins out to the left side of the line. Keeney ready to take the snap with Isaiah Jacobs next to him at the right hash mark. Twins to the right as well.
See if we got some trickeration up our sleeve that we might try to run.
So across the line, you've got Van Landingham and Carney out to the left. Kirby and Goins out to the right. Keeney ready to take the snap. Now they'll put 6 seconds on the clock. That'll make a little bit of a difference.
Well, but see, we could have run a play and then called timeout.
And now back to throw. Keeney looking to dial up a receiver. Aims for the end zone. Is it caught? No. It's off the fingertips of his intended receiver, and the clock hits all zeros on the scoreboard. But the good thing about that scoreboard is we're ahead 17-14. Everybody's slow to come off the field. They're motioning the teams back to their sidelines.
They're
going to put
incomplete pass to put 1 second,
back on the clock.
And I'm sure Coach Blankenship is going to want to try to maybe take a field goal here.
I wouldn't want to be the clock operator here in Moore
tonight.
Man, so.
I'm telling you, that for the home team, that's favorable for the visiting team.
Yeah, no kidding. We've got a second left. They're going to bring the teams back onto the field. Moore, I mean, they were already marching off and headed to the locker room, but we'll see what they can do here.
Grant, looking at next week's game, Putnam City North, well, they're in business tonight over with Mustang, and they're tied 7-7 at halftime. We talked about the top four teams in this district, but Mustang is right there as well. If they can get a victory tonight, it might be a big deal.
They're going to, I believe, try to kick a – no, they're not. They're going to try to go for it here. They're going to try to go for a touchdown. 1 second left to play. Keeney ready to take the snap. Does so. Drops back to throw, looking for a receiver. He'll sling it up to the end zone. It's off the intended receiver's fingertips, and that will finally end this half. Well, we've put two quarters in the books. It's halftime here at Moore. Our score, the Owosso Rams 17, the Moore Lions 14. We'll take a timeout and be back right after this. And when we come back, we'll talk to Jared Honeyager as tie-in development. He will be our halftime guest as the Jim Glover Auto Family Halftime Show is next. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey Ram fans, this is Athletic Director Zach Duffield. Every day our student athletes, spirit groups, and band members are working hard to put a quality product on the field and court. They strive every minute to represent Owosso well. This is the same kind of commitment you'll get from InsideOwosso.com. quality, fair coverage of things happening in our town, and comprehensive coverage of Rams sports from guys like Grant Merrill and Christian Favalora. Log on and see the difference at InsideOwosso.com. Go Rams!
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
Hi everyone, my name is Molly Merrill, and I'm a 6th grader. You know what? Sometimes school is really hard, and kids like me just need a little help. Luckily, my parents know that families all over Owosso turn to Academic Advantage when their child has a challenge. Right, Dad?
That's right. Dr. Tracy Pitkin and Academic Advantage do much more than just tutoring. Their goal is to identify the problem and customize a plan to overcome the challenge. Find out more by calling 918-231-7669 or log on to Academic Advantage.
You get rewards for going to a movie, getting good grades, and airline travel. But are you getting rewards from your bank? If not, it's time to switch to RCB Bank. At RCB Bank, we pay you to bank with us with our rewards checking options. Choose to get paid by cash or interest. Stop by any RCB Bank location to sign up today. For more information, visit our website at rcbbank.com. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC. RCB Bank. That's my bank.
Your rollover shouldn't cause a turnover. Hi, I'm Mike Westerman with Westerman Financial Services. Just like the Owosso Rams have great coaches on the football field, you should have a great coach in your financial planning that can help you avoid costly pitfalls. Whether it is a rollover, retirement planning, saving for college, or wealth management, we'd love to visit with you about your goals. Westerman Financial Services. Call 918-401-9100 or stop by our office on 86th Street. Go Rams!
Hello, Ram fans. This is Coach Blankenship. The Owosso Rams are all about building great character. Hard work, honesty, and commitment are just a few things we instill in our players every day. So when you want an insurance agent that brings those things to the table, call Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu in Owosso. He'll work hard to make sure you get the right coverage for your family at the most affordable price. Call 928-4545 or visit insurewithkeith.com.